Yes?
Listening to the Rap Radio Hour.
The Rap Radio Hour. It's 2:01 p.m. You're listening to WFL Medford, 91.5.
Is there any music you want to hear?
Rap. Duh.
New Frank Ocean song. Get out.
All right. Yeah.
Here, I'll play the new Frank Ocean song. It's really good.
Are we gonna have the intro or not?
No, we'll do it afterwards. What? It's called Chanel. We'll be back, Medford. We'll be back.
See on both sides like Chanel. Swimming laps through pool water. Eating like I'm underworld. Had my tattoos in Shibuya. Police think I'm of the underworld. 12, treat a nigga like he 12. How you looking up to me and talking down? Can't you see I am the big man? God level, I am the I am. Now film it with the drone cam in the pink like Killer Cam.
When I zoom on that stick, no way.
I'm so close, I'm on that kill.
Controller on your lower back, yeah, that's the good.
Dick will roll the eyes back in the skull. Rollin' when you ride, poppin'. Rollin' when you ride, ride the ride. Got one street actin', turned up like some dirty plastic. 2016, burn some discs. 2017 ideas, playing off Walgreen. This a cult, not a click on the net. With a cup, in a cup, activist. That's a double edge, it's a knife. And I don't like to fight till I'm fighting. Revenge in the air makes my lungs sick. Chopper in the sky like a gun trick. Clips on clips like Mike. It's really a
see both sides like Chanel.
See on both sides like Chanel. It's really you on my mind. It's really you on my mind. It's really you. It's really you on my mind.
Need both sides of the 12. Need both sides of the L. Free smoke rings in they hell. Sleet snow grind for the well. Whole team diamonds is real. Show them how to shine by themselves. You need a cosign for your hell. I need that bitch to grind on my belt. I know you need to drive for my belt. I know you seen it drive in itself. No matter black on the ride, cause it's stale. But it's stale. I see both sides like Chanel. I see both sides like Chanel.
My pocket's snug. They can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa. My Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed.
I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I mean my baby Bart, amazing the cash online unknown. I mean my baby Bart, blazing the dash, got money at home. My pocket snug, they can't hold my 7, they ban my Visa. My Amex and MasterCards, I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I mean my baby Bart, amazing the cash online unknown. I mean my baby Bart, blazing the dash, got money at home.
Hey.
Hey, Medford.
Did you like that song?
It was pretty good. It was atmospheric.
I just realized that there's a remix that came out yesterday with ASAP Rocky. So let's also listen to that.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. I mean, I think he comes on at the end. So
we
can
listen.
Part? Yeah.
It's really got money, money. Got the gift card, need my penny at home.
It's a little lo-fi.
Facts you well and actual. Plus you natural and natural. Burdens on my back look like a shell. Purple act, I'm moving like a snail. Both sides even like equal. Both eyes leaning like a scale. Green and blue hunters turning tail. Green and blue money color tail. Was such a good guy to Chanel. Till she called me sleeping with Sherelle. The range was ring like Pharrell. Bling so she see that I'm for real. Pissing me a fire burning hell. Photography like David LaChapelle. Black lapels and nappy ponytail. Make them call me Flocko Lagerfeld. See both sides like Chanel. See them both sides like Chanel.
This is Chef John from foodwishes.com with
Rap Radio Hour.
That's right, Medford! No, you thought it was gone.
Rap Radio Hour.
Rap Radio Hour is back, and it's never going to leave.
Well, it's going to leave pretty soon, actually.
Yeah, actually, probably 7 more weeks, right?
Yeah, we're coming up on the end.
Okay, that was rough. Anyway, not going to leave for 52 minutes.
What do you want to hear, Medford?
Rap. R&B. Trailers for movies.
One of those things is not like the other. Medford, there's a winter storm warning.
Red alert. It's cold outside, Medford.
No, it's going to snow on Tuesday.
I hope you stay bundled up and you don't freeze.
The feels like, according to the government, is 13 degrees. Oh, yeah, we should read a PSI.
Yeah, we should. It's important. That's right, Medford. Safe. Public safety. Announcement.
That's a good one. Firearm safety PSA. 4 rules of gun safety.
We may have.
No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Mm-hmm. Rule number 0, all guns are always loaded. I don't know if that's true. Rule number 1, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule number 3, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO and Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That's very good rules. I like that.
I like the make sure of what's behind it.
Yeah, I think we should make that really clear because a lot of rap music nowadays features rap.
Yeah.
Pew, pew. glorifying guns that emphasize the safety. That's what you take. Always stay safe. Have you ever shot a gun?
No, but I would like to.
Huh. I've shot a gun.
Is it good?
It's fun. I've shot a lot of guns, actually.
I found a video on YouTube called Gun Safety Rap.
Gun Safety Rap.
Let's see what they have to say.
All right.
'Cause it's your time to listen up. If you find a gun, choose it like a soda. Fingers off the trigger. Get someone bigger. Don't go near. You should always fear. Everyone's responsible. It's everyone's part. Always be safe and always be smart. Gun safety. I support that.
Yeah, that was good. How
ask the awkward question, do you own a gun?
Do you own a gun?
No.
I don't own a gun either.
What an awkward question for you to ask.
How very awkward of you. Gun safety. There was someone at the window a little while ago, but they're gone now.
Do they want to say anything?
I think they're pointing. Maybe they're introducing people like, oh, this is the radio station. Look, those two handsome people.
It just so happens the best hour of the week at WMFO is right now.
Yeah, you chose a great time to tour.
So, outside of Frank Ocean, not a ton of rap music came out this week. Except for Playboi Carti. His mixtape, it looks like it's on the road to finally dropping. I can't emphasize how much hype there is behind this. He dropped a song this week that's just sort of like a Lucy with Lil Uzi Vert, and it got 500,000 plays in like less than a day.
Wow.
Again, I don't understand how many
people... Is it this guy you were talking about last
Yeah,
week?
I still don't understand how many people know about him, and like... I guess, I don't know. It's sort of unfair because I know about him and who am I, but a casual rap fan. But I mean,
you're pretty hardcore.
Every time I see like people talking about him or like a random video from like some random YouTube user uploaded that has like 300,000 views of it, that's just like a song of his, I'm like blown away. I don't understand how he's so popular.
He's really good. He's the best.
He is good and he's catchy, but like... He doesn't have any mixtapes out yet.
He doesn't have any record deals, man.
I think he does have a deal.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway.
Bit of a sellout.
So, Woke Up Like This featuring Lil Uzi Vert. Also, everyone that produces for him, I have no idea who they are. Except for Mexico Joe. But this is produced by Pierre Bourne. Just like no idea who this is.
Sounds French.
Maybe. Maybe I'll Google him. Is that you doing?
It's every other.
Woke up to niggas talking like me.
Excuse me, there's a bit of...
Alright, I'll center for now.
Alright. He's pretty consistent, huh? Woke up to niggas talking like me. Woke up to niggas sounding like me. Woke up to niggas talking like me. Oh, I think they like me. Yeah, they like me. Diamonds on me, ice cream. Oh, that's lightly. My Draco bitch is spitely. Diamonds on me, bite. I heard these niggas wanna fight me. Meet me at my next show, but you better bring a pipe. Be. We ain't fighting. I think she like me, excites me. So excited. Fuck me. Benny cool, I'm riding with the thoughts. Fuck. I just spent 100 on my watch piece. Fuck. I done fell in love. Anyway, you get the point. Woke Up Like This, Lil Uzi Vert and Playboi Carti. It now has 1.2 million plays. Wow.
And it was posted 2 days ago.
Who's listening to this?
That's my entire question. Who are...
It sounds so bad.
Okay, well, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm throwing shade at Lil Uzi Vert, honestly.
Yeah?
Step up your game.
That was Carti.
Okay, Carti, you did good. Lil Uzi Vert, though. A little disappointing.
You should read the Fader profile of Lil Uzi Vert.
Okay.
It's pretty funny. He's like in Hawaii, and the entire thing is like the journalist trying to like talk to him and get like a straight interview, and he keeps like blowing him off and being a diva.
This is what John says.
John says, "I really like Janae Aiko."
Yeah, do you know who that is?
Yeah,
Can you play that?
Sure.
It's a request.
Is there any particular Janae Aiko song you like?
Any song in partic? Euler. Particular. It's a lot of syllables.
We'll play Bedpiece with Childish Gambino.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, well.
So you ready to do this bedding?
Can I go? Anyway, it's really cold outside Medford. Stay bundled up. Stay warm listening to the sweet voices of Grant and Elliot.
Wake up.
Childish Gambino.
Gotta get this paper, get this paper.
He has a huge range, wow.
No effects too. That's the thing. He doesn't use vocal.
He doesn't use effects at all. He doesn't actually have any instruments either. This is all the mouth sounds layered over it.
If I had it my way, I'd roll out of bed, say about 2:30 midday.
How's that?
Yeah.
Hit you up to come over to my place. You show up right away. We make love and then we fuck and then you give me my space. Hey, what I am trying.
Hey, you know Jordan Rosenthal K, yeah?
Yeah.
He posted a picture to my friend Jacob Santos's wall.
Yeah.
Of a giant crab.
Yeah.
Do you know why he did that?
No.
It's kind of creepy looking.
Yeah, it's a big crab.
Have you seen it before?
Yeah, I've seen that picture before.
What have you seen it before?
It's like a famous picture of like a really big sea animal.
Well, I mean... But why have you seen
it? The phrase sail out.
Oh god, this stupid video.
Oh, wait, is this the worst or bed piece?
This is bed piece, yeah.
Okay, yeah. LOL, we are already playing it.
So there's a good Wikipedia page. I forget what the topic is, like the actual name of the page. But it's for like a phenomenon where animals that live really deep underwater are huge. And that snow crab is like an example of that.
That's kind of scary.
I'll see if I can find it.
Do you think if we lived really big deep underwater, it'd be huge?
I don't know.
Do you think Yao Ming lived underwater?
No, I don't.
Okay, so your theory is wrong?
Oh, it's called deep sea gigantism. In zoology, deep sea gigantism, also known as abyssal gigantism, is a tendency for species of invertebrates and other deep sea dwelling animals to display a larger size than their shallow water relatives.
Abyssal gigantism. That sounds horrifying.
That's like a death metal album name.
Yeah, or like a freaking. You tell me that you want to be a monster in a video game.
There's some good pictures on the Wikipedia page, including the Japanese spider crab picture. I don't want to be around a baby so dumb high that I don't see the beauty of a. Look at this huge 23-foot long king of herrings or fish.
Can you make it bigger? Oh my goodness. We'll never get dressed. It'll be like this to the kiss of the death of my soul. Bowl of the blue dream. Wow. Not a good scene. One soul, two halves. No joke. Who laughs? Just us. The crab is kind of scary.
Look at that huge squid.
It's a pretty big squid. But it's not a giant squid, right? Those are getting bigger. We can do this our own way. What's the explanation? Okay. What is it that you're smoking? Piece it up with this peace and love and this peace and love like the old days. Yeah. What's the explanation?
They're not really sure.
Just keep them warmer?
I don't know. Look at this giant squid.
It's kind of scary.
30 feet.
Squid is so weird.
Yeah. Have you seen that video of the octopus that's like floating along and then the giant fish that's like camouflaged in the sand just like jumps up and
just eats it? Yeah, I've seen that.
It's a crazy video.
So scary. Welcome back to Ocean Videos.
Abyssal Gigantism Hour.
Abyssal Gigantism.
You
should stay right here.
We should lay right here. Do you think that there's...
All right. The video for this is actually a takeoff of a John Lennon and Yoko Ono like performance art thing.
Oh, that's good.
It's Janae Aiko and Childish Gambino just like in a bed getting interviewed.
Oh, okay. Why are we watching it?
Well, that's the video for Bedpiece.
Oh, that's good to know. It's not really a movie trailer, is it?
I guess not. Oh, I saw the worst movie trailer today.
Oh, no.
It's for a movie called Baby Driver.
Oh, I've seen... I saw the international version. It seemed pretty good.
It looked terrible.
Wait, you see the international or the American trailer?
I don't know.
I really want to see the movie. I heard it's supposed to be good. So, you know. So good.
I can't believe you think it looks good. It looks like a takeoff of Drive.
I watched the first one.
I think I watched this one.
Do you want to watch the first one or the second one?
I'm sure it's the same.
I'm pretty sure it's different. Watch this first one. Watch the first one.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to.
I don't want... I guess we have to do a trailer.
I mean, we have to.
Shut up. Let's talk it. The target is an armored truck, the Perimeter Trust. 10 a.m. sharp. Switch car, baby. Hit the long stay parking structure. Start in the a.m. questions.
I got a question, Doc. Why would I believe phones over here heard a goddamn word you said? He ain't even listening.
Baby? The target is an armored truck at Perimeter Trust in Dunwoody, 10 a.m. sharp. The switch car is ready, but you want me to hit the long stay parking structure and get a heist vehicle that stays colder longer? It needs to be ready for an 8:30 start. Questions?
See, it looks fun.
This is automatically, like, right off the bat, so much better than the trailer I watched.
Like, that looks so cool.
Okay, we're gonna watch both trailers because the trailer I watched was garbage.
That's crazy. Is it most of the same footage?
No.
Oh, okay.
He had an accident when he was a kid.
Got mental problems?
I'm the one got the mental problems in the crew. Position taken.
What is your name?
Baby.
Your name's Baby. B-A-B-Y, Baby.
In this business, the moment you catch feelings is the moment you catch a bullet.
You are my lucky charm, and I'm not doing this job without you.
Your waitress girlfriend, she's cute. Let's keep it that way.
I have to drive again. It's not what I want.
And what do you want?
To get out of here.
Oh, man, it's one last job.
We are 24 hours from being descended upon by this entire city.
Have you been talking about us?
It's supposed to squirrel on the road, not the cops.
We're getting out. I have to end this.
What's happening, baby?
Woo! That's some Oscar shit right there.
Get out of the car.
Oh, my purse!
I'm sorry, ma'am.
What the?
That looks great.
See, it looks
I wouldn't see that
good.
Movie. The other trailer is horrible.
Can we see the horrible trailer? I don't know if our listeners will take it, but I think they will.
Well, what else are we going to do?
We're out of music.
This trailer sets it up like a Drive ripoff rather than a heist.
Like Drive the edgy one?
Yeah.
From
2011.
Yeah.
With the Goss.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Anyway.
Like, it's like super like pretty looking and like...
So you're just starting your day or did you just get off?
They call, I go, you know.
So what is it you do?
I'm a driver.
Oh, it is totally a driver ripoff. Oh, man.
Like a chauffeur. Anyone I'd know?
I hope not.
What is your name?
Baby.
Your name's Baby. B-A-B-Y, Baby.
It's the one who say listen to the music all the time?
Is he mental?
Mental meaning slow. Was he slow?
No.
He had an accident when he was a kid. Still has a hum in the drum. Plays music to drown it out. And that's what makes him the best.
This is so much worse. Wow.
I know, isn't it?
Are these that same shot? Okay. Well, we made it worse somehow.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch it anymore. It's ruining it for me.
No, I don't think I need to give you the speech about what happens when you say no, how I could break your legs and kill everyone you love. Because you already know that, don't you?
Yeah.
The moment you catch feelings is the moment you
It's
all wrong.
It's all so much more bad.
Yeah.
Wow, bad job, editors. I'm going to give him a thumbs down, the official WFO thumbs down.
That's crazy, though. Like, it's so different.
Yeah.
I watched that trailer and was like, this looks like the worst movie ever.
And I watched the first one and was like, this would be sort of fun and exciting, maybe a little smart, like a music video that's, you know, better.
Well, anyway, I found Pierre Bourne. He lives in Queens, and his family is from Belize. And he has a whole... I think he's a rapper, too, because he has a whole album called The Life of Pierre.
Let's ignore that. I don't want to listen to it. It sounds bad.
All right. First track is called Harry Potter.
Oh, my God. Welcome back to the Bad Music Hour.
Stressing, yeah, all these blessings, yeah. Yeah, I told her, yeah, I got that secret weapon. Yeah, her money, she in love with my stick. Yeah, her money, she in love.
That's such a wait.
Did she say her money's in love with my stick?
I didn't catch that until he said it the second time.
Oh my goodness.
Love with my stick. Yeah, her money, yeah, she say I got that magic. Yeah, her money, yeah, she say I got that magic. Yeah, her money, yeah, she say I got that magic. Yeah, her money, she in love with my stick. I miss my niggas on my...
All right, yeah, not a great
song.
Wow,
yeah, I'm really impressed.
I like the beat for Woke Up Like This, though, so keep with it, Pierre.
Yeah, try doing it without the rapping.
You know that part where you make a beat and then you rap over it?
Yeah, yeah.
First part's great.
First part's great. Nailed it. Second part?
Golden. I wouldn't change a thing.
Second part, I would change everything.
Just mute the vocals.
It's like one track too many. I'm not sure where it is. I don't know if the top one.
You need to go minimalist. Cut out everything except for the beat.
And then maybe get some professional rappers to go over it.
Goldlink dropped a song called Meditation, and it's produced by Catronata.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Who are each of those people?
Goldlink is a rapper from DC, and Catronata is a producer from Montreal. Yeah. And they've been working together for a long time. And Goldlink likes to rap over these sort of like dancey electronic beats. Smoking on my way, been a corny in the street, so I can still see ya. I still see ya. You wanna be me, I wanna eat ya. I wanna meet your ex, so I can beat them and have a daughter, and be a teacher, and never follow, and be a leader. And baby girl, I still see ya. I got a light skin bitch who look like bench loaf, and she fighting fuck me in the same clothes. But when I put that daddy, baby, daddy, she call her toes and close her eyes, offended up, she handle yours. I still call ya, whichever way you want it, baby girl, it's on ya. I got the money,
I was gonna say something, problem, I fell asleep, so I can solve it, but I still
need ya.
Oh, I really want to see Logan.
I really want to see John Wick. Hey, if there's a snow day on Wednesday, can we watch John Wick?
I heard it might be a snow day on Tuesday, but maybe Wednesday.
If there's a snow day this week, we're watching John Wick.
John Wick.
A bad man.
Black suit. On gun. Play that.
Yeah, after this.
Wait, where did you see the trailer from? Like, where did you get it?
Vanessa sent it to me, and she was like, this looks like Drive, but 110% worse.
I follow the director on Twitter.
Edgar Wright?
Yeah. He's pretty funny.
He's a good director.
Yeah. He should have directed Ant-Man.
Directed what?
Ant-Man. He should have directed Ant-Man. I feel very strong about this.
Was that a controversy?
Yeah, he wrote a screenplay. I was like, gonna do it. Apparently it was really, really good. And then Disney thought it was too edgy for Marvel. I don't know.
Did you see there's a second Deadpool when the trailer came out?
I wasn't sure that was a trailer or not. I guess that was a trailer.
I think it's a teaser.
Yeah. That should be interesting. I think it's changed the game in a positive way. That, like, now it's okay to have swearing again in movies and violence.
Yeah.
In rated R movies. But I didn't like Deadpool all that much.
Yeah, I actually didn't make it through.
Losing listeners fast.
I stopped watching after the first half hour.
Were you watching it in a theater, like on your computer, or what?
Well, I mean, if I tell you where I was watching it, will that change your opinion of my opinion?
Yeah. Where were you watching it?
An airplane.
That's okay. That's probably the best way to turn it off. Like, if I were in a theater and I walked out, it's like a really, like, oh wow.
No.
Rude.
I would have stayed.
I bet it was more fun in a theater.
Probably.
I watched a cam, right? From like some pirated cam version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a fairly okay quality one. Like sometimes the blacks and whites were a little weird. Like the contrast is off.
Yeah.
And the very end, there's like the extra scene afterwards. And it was from a different cam because the guy recording it like hadn't finished it.
Oh.
So someone else like stitched together this cam to the other cam. And this one didn't have the audio directly from the movie. So it had like a microphone in the audience. The crowd is going crazy. Like, it was so much funnier with people laughing along with it. There's a laugh track built in.
That's funny.
I bet it was like how Get Out probably is better with the
Wait, audience. So how did the cam pirates work?
So this thing called Telesync, is for people who are handicapped or disabled.
Okay.
And they, it's like a headphones jack you can plug in your headphones into if you sit in the front row.
Oh.
In the disabled section.
Oh, so they just like plug in the mic to that and then film the screen.
So you can get much better audio quality, you can get video quality.
Gotcha.
From a cam. Wow. That's bad sounding.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Any more music you want to hear? We've been doing pretty good with music.
Oh, we're going to do Migos.
Oh, yeah, John Wick.
Yeah.
But I have to live censor that. Honestly, at this point, I should have just made a... a clean version because we listen to it so much.
I don't need no shooter, nigga.
Wow, that didn't go well.
I just dressed in all black.
All black.
Gun, man.
All right, I got the lyrics.
John Wick.
The chorus is good.
All black, one gun, man. John Wick, that's a bad man.
Bad
all black,
man.
One gun, man. John Wick. Bah! All black, one gun, man.
Black.
John Wick.
John Wick.
All black, one gun man, John Wick.
Whoop.
All black, one gun man, John Wick. Gun man. All black, one gun man, John Wick.
He does the Jamaican accent as a character in the movie with Jamaican accent.
Oh, really?
John Wick.
Bow, man.
All black, one gun man, John Wick.
John Wick.
Gone. One man.
One.
Huncho.
Huncho.
Truckload.
Truckload.
Ammo.
Ammo.
All black. Suit and tie, don't move in camo.
Camo.
Gloves on, no if,
no if.
Trigger finger, forever ready.
Now.
One man, out the jungle. Ooh. One machete, turn you to spaghetti. One bullet, one headshot. It's sad to say it made his legs lock.
One bullet,
don't call the cops. Wrap his body, put it in a box. If you the huncho, then you make the drop. Gotta pay for the dirt that you doing off top. Woo. I pay for mine when I see his head. That's the same way the gladiators did.
Gladiator.
I'm the gunman, but I love the kids. Quavo Superman, Quavo John Wick. And you don't want the two to mix.
Not at all.
Have a 4th of July on the 6th. When you broke, pay the bills. But when you're rich, you can kill. I'm John Wick with the black tents. Got gun peepholes on my car kits. All black, one gun man. John Wick, that's a bad man. All black, one gun man. John Wick.
Bow.
Bow. All black, one gun man.
Black.
John Wick.
John Wick.
All black.
The interjections always get me.
The ad libs. They're the best at ad libs.
One gun man.
John
Wick. Gun man. All black, one gun man. John Wick, one gun man.
All right, we're done.
That was pretty fun, though.
Have you heard the, oh, God, what is it? It's one of the songs from Culture.
I don't know.
It's I think it's Call Casting.
Definitely.
There's one song from Culture where the first line, they don't say the line, they just do the ad-lib. Like, it's all ad-lib. Oh, which one is it?
I don't know. Oh, I was supposed to play with the drone today. I can't remember if I'm going to do it or not.
Which one is it? I think it's called Casting. No, it's not that one. Which one is it? It's not a T-shirt. No. Medford, if you know which one... I mean, I'm going to play through all of them. 855-915-WMFO. It's the one... It's the... The sound effect is the pouring up a cup, and then the first line is like, act. I was like...
Well, I don't know. I haven't listened to the album. I don't know.
Which one is it?
Well, listen to Rapping Up on the show, okay? I'm a fraud.
Oh, maybe it is called Casting. Yeah, it is. Echoes on the mansion. I dab in the latest fashion. Eat it up. Bitches need a call casting. Hey, put the back in the back. Back. What's that?
They're just making noises to the beat.
Well, he's saying ack as an activist.
As in, sorry?
Activist.
Is that a drug?
Yeah, it's the cough syrup.
Oh. Hey, put the back in the back. What does that do? Is it?
So you hear like the pouring and the slurp?
Oh, I see. It's his lean.
Yeah.
This is some purple drink.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I just like how the first line is not... He's not saying anything. You just hear it and then he says, ack. But you know exactly what the line is.
I mean, I guess you do.
Great.
You know, it's a voice only a mother could love. Oh.
You seem tired.
I am tired.
Why is that?
I don't know. I thought I got up early, and then I realized I was actually late.
Oh, there's a new Bad Bad Not Good song with Catronata and Snoop Dogg.
So it's pretty cold outside, Bedford. Do you think it's too cold to play with a drum? You decide. We'll be right back.
a good song, but I don't know why they said Snoop Dogg was on it.
Maybe he produced it.
That could be true. Maybe he had a hand in the production.
Yeah. I'm enjoying this audio. It's nice. Welcome back to Nap Time, WFO. Medford, if you know any techniques to wake yourself up, call in and tell us a lullaby.
Hold on, there's an acapella.
Excuse me?
There's an acapella that song.
There's no words.
Maybe there are.
Trying to creep and keep from dying in these motherfuckers.
Oh, wow, okay. That was
okay, so weird. I guess you just have to...
wait another 30 minutes.
Maybe it's like a build your own thing. You download the acapella, you download the instrumental, and you put them over each
mix
other.
Mix it yourself.
Yeah. You do the work.
Featuring you as a producer.
You get credit for it.
That's so funny.
Good grief. I hear you.
All right. Any other music we could listen to?
No, we're out of music, dude.
There's no
more music left, man. We're out. We played it all.
There's more. There's more to listen to.
I don't believe it, man. We've been through every website. every album. Every CD. Every CD.
Oh my gosh.
Any new trailers we could watch?
Frankly, I'm just upset that my Bumble DJ idea didn't work out.
Did you ask for a song?
I did.
Oh, I could get on Tinder.
Oh yeah.
Figure out what's going on there.
Yeah, you should do that.
All right. In the meantime, we'll listen to Tiger Paws' RuneCFM set. I feel like this is the epitome of bad radio. We're just playing another radio show on our radio show.
I mean, we were already at bad radio.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Ignore this, Medford. It's... all right.
It's actually us, Medford. You know where you are.
This is no small time. This is
while we wait for our Tinder matches to tell us what song to play. Oh, hey, it's Gina.
Do you realize that you are a...
who?
This girl, Gina, that I know.
Wife just told me. No, do you realize that?
I'm beginning to. You see, it wasn't something that I kind of see it as a gift because of the life I lived. It had a meaning. And I think that the meaning was all of what is happening now. I think that if I had not had hope, if I had not given the story to the world, maybe my...
let's talk about...
not be as it is.
Vacation plans. It's spring break. Where are you going?
I feel like we do this every week.
Okay.
I'm going to Connecticut for my cousin's wedding.
I'm going to Australia.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We definitely talked about this last week.
But now it's for real.
We're in Australia.
Sydney.
Cool.
Gonna see the Opera House.
Yeah.
Gonna message my cousin to make sure it's still on.
It's kind of a long flight. How long is the flight?
Total 22 hours of travel time.
Is that with the time change?
No.
Do you gain or lose time?
Well, you get it back when you come back, but we lose time going there.
Jeez, so it's like more than a day.
Yeah.
Out of your life.
Well, I mean, we also sort of time travel backwards when we go home, so...
I guess it evens out, but you still spend a lot of time on the plane.
Yeah, we're going to be there for a total of like 6 days, I think.
Are you flying east to west or west to east?
I mean, both.
Are you flying towards California?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm going to go to LA and then to Sydney.
Jeez.
It's kind of a lot, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah. It's like across the U.S., which is a long flight. That's like 5.5 hours.
And then across
the... and then across the Pacific Ocean. Which is much larger than the Atlantic.
Yeah, and it's also like not directly across either. It's kind of like...
yeah, you gotta go
or
south.
The widest part.
You gotta go down under.
Oof.
Oof.
I'm kind of nervous. What am I going to do for that long?
I think you got to sleep.
I got to sleep. I got to bring a TV show or a movie or something.
You got to, like, imagine sitting for that long.
We're going to walk around a bit, you know.
Can't walk around that much.
We should get Isaac on the radio show.
That would be funny.
I think he'd have a good time.
A 22-hour flight. Jeez, I flew to India, and I thought that was a long flight. And that was 14 hours. So imagine doing that and then doing, like, a trip to Europe.
No, it's, like, 22 hours total travel time, I think. Like, it's just, like, 6 hours, and then...
Do you have a layover?
Yeah, we're going to be there, like, for an hour and a half. It's, like,
hours. I guess that's good. You can walk around in L.A.
So it'll be, like, 14 hours, probably. How long were you in India for?
I'm Carl.
Not that long.
Not that long. How long?
Like, 10 days?
That's longer than I'm going to be in freaking Australia. Although I might stay longer than my brother, because he has to be back for a play rehearsal.
Oh yeah, he's growing out his beard for a play.
Yeah.
Who's he playing?
He's playing. He's gonna be the father of a character in Desire Under the Elms, I think.
That's cool.
Yeah. I talked to my. Oh, I have to tell a story actually. So I was talking to my mom yesterday on the phone, and we were trying to figure out when Isaac and I were gonna go to the Australia thing, right?
Yeah.
And she mentioned offhand, I knew this was coming, that two of my cats had been euthanized, which, you know, is pretty sucky.
Jeez.
But, like, it was coming. You know, they were old and had permanent damage, that sort of thing. And then I found out that they were frozen. The corpses were frozen after they were killed.
Like, cryogenically frozen?
Like, in our freezer.
Oh, so not cryogenic.
No, no. Like they died, and then they froze their corpses.
Why did they do that?
So that we could bury them.
Oh. Wait. So
we didn't ask for this.
Did you? Oh, wait. I'm sort of confused on where the euthanization took place.
In my home.
Oh, okay. I thought you, like, took them to the vet.
No. No, like...
So I was sort of wondering how they got from point A to point B.
No, so, like they were... My aunt has, like, a relative that's a veterinarian.
Gotcha.
Who came in with the murder juice.
Oh, and then she just put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
And, like, wrapped in something?
I don't know. And like, they mentioned this to us, like, a week ago or so, and we said, no, don't do that, because that would be weird. and we didn't really care about the corpses. The carcasses, I guess. And they did it anyway. So we're going to be burying a frozen cat in a few months.
So you're keeping it in the freezer?
I'm not. They're doing it.
Your family is?
Yeah. My aunts are.
I just hoped it's like wrapped in a bag or something.
No, it's just getting hair everywhere.
Imagine your mom, like, coming home from the grocery store and opening up the freezer and seeing your cat.
Stacking, like, bananas on top.
So casual about it. Are they big cats?
One cat was really old. She was, like, 19 years old, and, like, super skinny and, like, skeletal.
Wow, 19.
Yeah, she was, like, peeing everywhere, too. and the other one's, like, really fat. Like, 9 years old. She had, like, a pinched nerve thing.
Jeez.
So they both went pretty simultaneously, which is sad, but also very funny. Frozen body. Wow. Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have a dog.
How old is your dog?
Let's see. We got him.
We should play some rap music behind us, by the way. I feel like this is, like, you know, a little bit dead air.
We got him the summer between 9th and 10th grade, so 2010.
It's like 8 years old, 7 years old?
Yeah, gonna be 7.
How's he?
Or I think gonna be 8 this summer.
How is he doing?
I hate him.
Why?
He hates me. He's nothing but mean to me for the past 7 years.
Wow. I don't believe you.
Ask anybody.
What's his name?
Riley.
Gross.
Yeah.
It's kind of a girl's name.
I think it goes both ways.
I've kind of insulted the dog, we're calling it a girl dog. Yeah.
Whatever.
What has he done? Like,
he just, like, bites me. Like,
he bites you?
Yeah, like, when I walk into a room that he's in, he attacks me.
What a bad dog.
Yeah.
What? Why do you still have it?
Well, oh, that's the thing. He loves everybody else in my family.
So what did you do?
Nothing.
Nothing. You're just walking, minding your own business one day, and then bam, he hated you forever?
What happened was we got him over the summer when my sisters were at camp and I was at home. And for the first like few weeks, he was great and he loved me.
Uh-huh.
And then I went away to camp and my sisters came home and I think they did some sort of like voodoo on him. And they picked me up from the bus stop with all my camp stuff with him in the car. And as soon as I stepped in the car, he like started growling and barking at me.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe he felt abandoned.
Maybe. Maybe he was like, you hurt me and now I'm going to hurt you.
I mean, he's really holding a grudge though, because I didn't leave like that again.
You can't tell. It's been, he has dog years, you know? It's different.
I mean, if it's dog years, time moves faster for him.
Yeah, so he's gone for years, he's never going to forgive you, you know?
Oh, I guess that's true. It's the equivalent of a longer amount of time.
Yeah. Huh. Wow, growling is like excessive though.
Yeah, he really doesn't like me. And he doesn't like any of my friends either.
Oh, interesting. Maybe he doesn't like...
Well, I mean, he doesn't like anybody that comes over.
Maybe he's just not a fan of guys in general?
Yeah, I think it's a man thing.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah. So that's my pet situation.
My dog, I don't think, hates me. My dog doesn't think of like a person. Like my dog thinks of itself as a person, right?
Yeah.
And doesn't consider me to be a fellow human. I think she considers me to be like a dog. Something vaguely beneath her. Who she could ignore at will.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. She's got something screwed up in her brain where like she doesn't love to eat food like all dogs do. Like she'll look at the food and like walk away. This is a pile of it, and then she'll whine later on when there's a food bowl right next to her that she wants like better food. Freaking spoiled piece of crap dog. Ugh.
Wow, that sounds really hard to deal with.
Yeah. And then she barks all the time. Like anything that walks by, she's barking. She's like one of those guard dogs.
Gotcha.
There's like a spot in the window where there's like a big like spit stain, a slobber stain.
Mm-hmm.
Like about knee height. Goes all our listeners. We lulled them in, Medford. And now we caught you. Why did you do that?
Oh, funny. You know, Julia really likes that song.
Yeah, I'm sure. She also likes Das Racist, right?
I don't know. That's unconfirmed.
I think she just likes the name Das Racist. It's funny. Wow, that was.
I need to set a.
Okay, well, I'm freaking out.
Sorry, I just needed to set a cue point.
Nope. I like that.
Which one is the cue point? Beat. What?
Dude, you suck at this computer thing.
I just don't remember how to. Oh, it's the option key.
Oh, come on. When was the last time you DJ'd? When did you make a sick new mix?
Alright, needs to go. There we go. Now it's on the push of a button.
Great. Oh my god. Okay, we need a new Rap Radio soundtrack or theme song. Can we do that? Can we go on that?
What? You don't want it to be Chef John?
I think we should incorporate this somehow.
I wonder if I save the...
Suck my Rap Radio Hour.
I wonder if we save the project file that I made for the theme song.
Oh, maybe.
Probably not. I think I just made it
have
and
you,
ditched it.
Have you been DJing a lot lately? Or have you been like...
No.
You've been busy.
Isn't that thing, the crossfader broke, so I haven't...
Maybe that's why you're not as productive anymore, you know? used to be that your creative outlet.
I'm like decently productive. Oh. I'm still producing stuff. I have a remix coming out soon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I don't think I have the Rap Radio Hour theme song.
I thought you were complaining about not being productive enough for a while.
Yeah.
Are you still, or are you better now?
I'm like decently productive.
That's good. Are you applying lots of jobs still?
Yeah.
Me too. And Medford, if you got a Rap Radio Hour job for us.
Preferably not in the area of Rap Radio Hour.
Oh, yeah. So if you like Rap Radio Hour and you like our voices, maybe our expertise in chemical engineering and international relations, hire us. Give us a call at 855-915-9636. Oh, we just had elections on AIKI.
On what?
On our the American Institute of Chemical Engineers, the club.
Oh.
Most of them were uncontested.
Did you run for anything?
I mean, you can't when you're a senior.
Oh.
But I forged a new board position.
What is it?
Chief Trivia Officer. I make all the trivia questions. I make the.
Is there a lot of trivia involved?
Yeah, you gotta write the questions, so that's important. You gotta arrange the event, and you have to make the PowerPoint, play the music.
So, like, trivia is a big part of being a chemical engineer?
It's a big part of the social life, for sure, because we love answering questions. It was actually the most contested seat on the board this year.
Really?
We had three applicants. Three-way split. My favorite did not win. In fact, my least favorite one. It was she like listens, she knows a bunch of Disney trivia. That was her claim to fame. Like, come on, Disney trivia, that's the worst kind of trivia.
That one?
Yeah, that one. It's because she has friends on the freaking board, not me, but other people. Frankly, disgust me. I might destroy the position before I leave.
But this was your champion. You wanted to do this.
Well, I mean, it's my baby, but now it's being corrupted.
Right, by Disney trivia?
By Disney trivia. It's like a corporation. You know that, right? You people. Ugh. Single-handedly responsible for corrupt copyright law in this country. That should be the trivia questions. How long will it be till Mickey Mouse is out of copyright? Is it A, 100 years, B, 200 years, C, 300 years?
Which one is it?
It's like 100 years. But, you know, it's still a lot.
Maybe you don't phrase the question like
that.
Yeah,
okay. I'm not the framing officer.
All right. We have to play one more song, because usually when the next guy walks in here, we're playing like a really goofy song.
I don't know what song is goofy. Huh. It didn't even work. I'm so tired. I don't know why. I like running on E. What was that?
I'm going through the things I have saved as like samples on this program.
Do you have Electro Slug?
No.
Oh, we have this one still.
I have Bomb. And then a clip from a Drake song. I like running on E. I don't know why. Hmm. And then.
Oh. Wow. I'm disappointed.
In what?
I'm disappointed in myself. Hey, when do we get one of those tiles?
I think we can make them whenever. I don't know.
It's so high energy, and I'm so not high energy. Oh my goodness.
Alright, I'll play one more song.
Play something chill by what's his face? The Orange. Channel Orange.
Frank Ocean?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
You couldn't even. I think because you couldn't even think of his name.
Play something by another movie trailer?
No. Although honestly the first 10 seconds does sound like a movie trailer. And then the pianos. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Test Freeform Radio. This is the Rap Radio Hour. See you next week.